O morning star, how fair and bright, you shine with God's own truth and light, aglow with grace and mercy. Of Jacob's race, King David's son, our Lord and Master, you have won our hearts to serve you only. Lowly, holy, great and glorious, all victorious, rich in blessing, rule and might o'er all possessing. Our sermon this morning is based on all three of our Epiphany readings. You may be seated. Why are you here today? Literally, why are you here in this place? Do you not know that this is Mount Zion where God comes to dwell with his people? You're not Jews, the people of promise. Your ancestors were pagans, pantheists. They worshipped all kinds of gods, including sacred trees of all things. But that's not really our problem, is it? Our false worship is more sophisticated than worshiping flora. We put our faith in other things, in ourselves, in our retirement plans, in our political leanings, in our education, in science, in our own good strength, our own health. We worship ourselves. We long for things that are pleasing to the eyes and pleasing to our flesh. We meditate on past sins. We meditate on pain that other people have caused us. We cling to our anger. We justify ourselves in our arrogance. We spend our treasures on things that bring only fleeting happiness. So I ask again, what are you doing here? Clearly, the condition of our hearts doesn't give us any right to come into the presence of a holy God. And yet, here we are. Gentiles, every one of us, here we are in this light, the light of God's grace in Christ, basking in the light of the Bethlehem star, the light of the Son of God. It is a profound mystery how you and I have come to be here worshiping the same God as the wise men from our gospel lesson, thousands of miles away from Bethlehem. Thousands of years away in time, and yet here we are. When I was younger, in high school, I think, I vividly remember a presentation at a planetarium. I think it was in Chicago, you know, one of those dome buildings where they shine the stars up and it looks like you're outside. Well, the topic of this particular presentation was the star that led the wise men to Bethlehem. Now, various theories about what that star actually was from an astronomical point of view were discussed. Perhaps it was a particular alignment of the planets, or maybe a new star appearing in a particular constellation, perhaps some unknown comet, or, the program concluded, perhaps it was some miraculous event in the sky. Now, in my mind, I had always thought, well, this must have been something spectacular in the sky, something that the wise men couldn't but notice and look at and wonder about. But think about it for a second. The Bible records only a few magi from the east being at all interested in this phenomenon, whatever it was. Had it been a bright, beaming beacon shining down on Bethlehem, wouldn't people from thousands of miles flocked to see what it was? Think about today, people travel all over the country to see a solar eclipse. But there weren't multitudes. The sign was subtle enough that some knew it was special and others paid no attention to it. The Jewish shepherds had an angelic invitation to visit the Christ child, but these Gentile wise men, why them? How did they see what no one else apparently saw, not even Herod and his scribes in Jerusalem? Why were they there? Now, the wise men, you'll notice in our text, didn't actually know the Savior would be born in Bethlehem. They just knew the King of the Jews had been born, and so logically, they went to Jerusalem to find him. The chief priests and the scribes knew the scriptures. They knew that the Messiah would come in Bethlehem. But did the wise men come seeking the Christ in the first place? Why? Why did they come? How did they know? The text doesn't say, and it doesn't say that they initially followed the star. They just saw the star. They saw the star of the king rising. Now, theories abound. Most likely, they knew of various Old Testament prophecies. Perhaps they were from Babylon, where Jews had been in exile for years. No doubt the Jewish scriptures could be found there too. God's word somehow led them to see this star as important. And the star and God's word ultimately led them to Bethlehem. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. There, these Gentiles would lay their gifts before the king of the Jews, lay their gifts before God, the one promised of old to redeem his people. These are the first Gentiles to bend the knee and worship the word of God made flesh, the first to bring him their offerings. That's why they were there. Jesus came to redeem his people. And on this day, on Epiphany, we see that means not only the Jews, or only the Lutherans, for that matter, but all peoples. God reaches out through this word made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, the same word proclaimed and preached, the same word poured on your head in baptism, the same word placed on your tongues and on your lips in the Lord's Supper. Why are we here? We're here because the thick darkness of our sin has been lifted, and the beauty of God's light has shone upon us. His glory is seen on you. Your God delights in you. We Gentiles have been drawn to the light. Look around and see all the nations gather together. Your sons and your daughters, we are members of the same body and partakers of the promise through Christ. It's a mystery how we have come to the light. It's a mystery why we are here and others aren't. Epiphany is really our Christmas. It's Gentile Christmas, when God demonstrates that he reveals himself in the person of his Son, also to us, not only to the promised Israel of old, but to everyone. This was always God's eternal purpose, that through his people, the Savior might come forth to be a blessing to all nations. God might be made known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places, to those wise men, to the nations, to you, to me. That's why you're here. You've been called by God's holy word to be one of his people, called to be an heir. You were summoned by the word, the same word that summoned the wise men to worship Jesus in Bethlehem, summons you here to worship the King of the Jews in this place. I didn't notice a beaming beacon in the sky shining a path to victory in Christ Lutheran Church this morning. There's no supernatural display of lights over our steeple. It's just a place. It's an address on a map, but it's a place where God has called you to be so that you may meet him here. It's a place where God's word is proclaimed and preached, a place where people are brought to faith in baptism. It's a place where we are fed the body and blood of our Lord. And these things, they look rather ordinary. Words spoken by a pastor, some songs we sing together, a little bit of water in a basin, a small cracker and a sip of wine. An unbeliever could walk in here and think almost nothing of it. It's not some grand visual display that can't be ignored. Sure, what happens in this place maybe looks a little different from what's out there in the world. It looks a little off, a little strange, perhaps not unlike that phenomenon that the wise men followed. But what that star was and what happens here, these things are illuminated by the word of God. God has connected his promises to our worship in his name. God says you're a sinner, and so it is. God says you are forgiven, and so it is. God says he loves you, and so it is. God says, I made you my own in your baptism, and so it is. God says, this is my body, and this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, and so it is. Even for us, whose ancestors worshipped goodness knows what, even for us, who tend to put our trust in the things of this world, who can't seem to let go of past sins, who have guilt over past failures, or think more of ourselves than we ought, even for us, the light has shone. The light has shown that in that manger some 2,000 years ago was born the creator of the universe, the King of Kings, our King, our God, our Savior. He holds all of creation in his hands, born of the Virgin Mary, born as a man among mankind, and yet God of God, light of light, very God of very God. Praise be to God that he has shown that light to each of us. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.